Hello and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio, a program that focuses on artists, arts organizations, and events that celebrate the creative spirit in our region. I'm your host, Jonathan Canning, Executive Director of South Shore Arts, and our guest today is my colleague, Brandon Johnson, Gallery and Exhibition Manager. On January 10th, South Shore Arts opens a new exhibition about contemporary drawing entitled Mark Makers. For centuries, drawing was the fundamental skill required of all great artists. Think of Leonardo da Vinci and Albrecht Dürer in the 16th century, Jean-Auguste Dominique Ingres in the 19th century, and even Pablo Picasso and Ellsworth Kelly in the 20th. And yet, in the 21st century, many art schools no longer teach drawing. With all that said, Brandon, why did you choose to mount an exhibition of contemporary drawing, and what's your premise?
It all starts all the way back at the beginning for us, for art history's sake. If we're looking back, 10,000, 7,000, 12,000 years ago, when we think of the earliest remnants of humanity reaching out through artistic means, we look back to the caves in Spain and France, such as the Cuevas de las Manos in Spain, where we have these marks that have been left of handprints that are just as contemporary today as ever, where they're reaching out to us in a very human way that really connects us back to it. And it all started with drawing on these cave walls. There's such an early foundation. Even Picasso remarked that we had learned nothing since then. And it's such a wonderful connection that even to this day, with drawing having been for so long kind of kept as a preparatory step to art, where it was seen as something that was necessary, but not intrinsically artistic in and of itself, where it wasn't something that should be praised. It was something that was meant for the studio and to be left there, not to be seen by a larger group of people. But as we moved into the 20th century and 21st century, we started to see more of an importance placed on it. But even still, drawing exhibitions are a little bit more scarce. They're not as frequently shown. They're not as frequently highlighted. And there is a wonderful array of artists that are working today internationally that have really taken drawing not just as a way to represent the world, but a way to engage with it in a very different manner. Because unlike we often think of painting and sculpture as being fairly long processes, but in the same way, drawing can be just as equally long and tedious. And when you're sat there with whatever you're studying or trying to get at, it leaves you with all that time to engage with both the material and the person and art as a whole. It really allows the mental ability to reflect on everything and anything around you. And it's such a diverse medium, despite how simple it is. Most of the time, drawing is contained in lead or in charcoal. And what's particularly fun about it is a medium with everyone, with almost no exception, has experience with. We all, at one point in our life, drew. So we all have a very deep connection with the medium and with the art style, to where even people who don't continue the practice, you'll always hear, I couldn't draw blank, a straight line, a stick figure, but they know about it and they know there's a connection to them that they understand. And through that and through other artists, they can really come to a deeper appreciation and hopefully an inspiration from it as well.
So who are the artists that will be in this exhibition, and how did you choose them? How did you find them?
So we have a wonderful array of both fairly local artists. We pulled a lot from the Chicagoland region for this exhibit, but also internationally and nationally as well. And we really tried to aim for a level and caliber of artists that we think is maybe not as common to Northwest Indiana as a whole, where these people normally, we wouldn't see them come here. We expect them to be in major cities. We don't expect them to be in our humble home, so to speak. And we have some wonderful artists that are represented in the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City, the Art Institute of Chicago. So they're well known in these communities as well. We pulled together award-winning and exceptionally high tier figurative artist Stephen Asael. We have some wonderful other artists such as Anthony Adcock, Mary Porterfield, Christopher Gans, Adrian Barquero, Don Yang, Madeline Winter, and Tim Lowley really round out the whole of the exhibition.
And stylistically, are they all within the same style? Would you call them all realists? Or
I would say it varies slightly. They all deal with some level of representation. To what degree they verge more on realism varies. Madeline Winter is a great example where her work takes on a little bit more surreality and a little bit more playfulness than perhaps a, you know, Stephen Asael is much more known for his very weighty and realistic figures. But even like Adrian Barquero almost works, and some of his works become almost abstractions in their representation.
And I ask that question because, you know, for centuries, drawing was a means of the artist keeping their hand in a sense, and maintaining coordination between eye and hand. And that's particularly important in realism or representational style of art. Do abstract artists, or at least do you feel abstract artists, need to have this skill?
I do. I think there's always a level of art making in general is a series of decisions that have to be made, whether that by instinct or through experience. It's all accumulated over time, and there is no skill set which does not benefit from additional, you know, practice or weight. Some of the great abstract painters will talk about, you know, drawing as a means to improve their work, where because when you draw, you have to make very specific decisions, that translates wonderfully to an abstract work as well. And especially with drawing, where the materiality of the medium is so present. I mean, charcoal and pastels are wonderfully filthy materials, which just leave the studio an absolute wreck. Because you're constantly familiar with that materiality, you kind of want to explore and see how you can leave those marks and let them remain on the canvas. You aren't trying to eliminate the presence of the artist or the material.
So in our last few seconds, how can listeners find out more about the exhibition? When does it run? Could you give us that information, please?
So Mark Makers runs from January 10th to March 17th at South Shore Arts in our main gallery at the Center for Visual and Performing Arts. And you can find out more about the exhibition through our Instagram, which is South Shore Arts on Instagram, or our website, which is southshoreartsonline.org.
Well, thank you very much, Brandon. I'm really looking forward to this exhibition.
Thank you.
And thank you all for listening to Eye on the Arts Radio. We will be back next week to highlight even more people, places, and events that celebrate the arts across Northwest Indiana.